Today on Gardening in a Minute, Chinese tallow. Chinese tallow is an invasive exotic plant that grows and spreads rapidly and has taken over large areas of the southeast U.S. In Florida, until it was recently prohibited, this small tree was planted for hundreds of years, making it still very common in yards. The leaves are heart-shaped and turn vibrant red in the fall. The seeds, which also appear in autumn, give the plant the nickname popcorn tree. Birds eat the seeds, and their droppings spread the tallow to other landscapes and natural areas. Seeds can also be carried to new sites by water. Floridians can help slow the further spread of Chinese tallow by removing these hard-to-kill trees from their properties. After cutting down the trees, treat the stumps with herbicide to prevent resprouting. For more information about Chinese tallow and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, mulch. Mulch is an attractive way to help control weeds, retain soil moisture, and moderate soil temperatures. Organic mulches can also help improve soil as they decompose. Many different materials can be used for mulch. Choose environmentally friendly mulch made from melaleuca, eucalyptus, or pine straw or bark. Avoid using cypress mulch, which is often harvested from delicate wetlands. Let fallen leaves stay under your trees to create self-mulching areas. Cut down on mowing by replacing grass with mulch in areas that are shady or difficult to mow. Apply mulch as needed to maintain a 2 to 3 inch layer and pull it away from the base of plants to avoid disease. Add mulch to provide that finishing touch to any landscape. For more information about mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winterizing your lawn. As temperatures begin to cool in the fall, you might be tempted to apply fertilizer products to your lawn, but timing is important. The last recommended time to fertilize your lawn in North Florida is in September, while in Central Florida, October is the latest. A high potassium fertilizer would be best for this time of year. Fertilizing too late could cause the grass to be growing when cold weather comes, making it more cold sensitive. If you missed your fall application, there's no need to worry. As growth begins in the spring, just apply an appropriate fertilizer for your lawn type and your turf will respond with fresh growth and vigor. In some parts of South Florida, it's warm enough that your grass may grow and need fertilizer year-round. For more information about lawn care and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the path of the sun. Have you noticed how different the light conditions in your landscape are from season to season? During the winter, the days are shorter and the sun is low in the southern sky. After the winter solstice, around December 21st, the sun begins to climb higher until 6 months later when it's directly overhead. Then it begins to descend once again. Understanding this cycle will help you take advantage of the conditions in your landscape throughout the year. Because shadows are longer in the winter, keep sun-loving plants away from trees and buildings. You may need to have different sites for your spring and fall vegetable gardens to take advantage of the sunniest spots in each season. Gardening in Florida is possible year-round if you follow the path of the sun. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, landscape lighting. Landscape lighting can provide a lovely and welcoming atmosphere while adding safety to your landscape and value to your home. There are lots of options for your landscape lighting. Low or medium intensity lighting along walkways and driveways can provide visual guidance and separate these areas from the rest of the landscape. It will also highlight any plantings you have next to your hardscape. Uplight trees for a dramatic touch or point lights towards an outdoor wall or ceiling to light the garden indirectly. There are many energy-efficient options in outdoor lighting. LED lights use almost no energy and last for a long time, and solar lights recharge during the day and require very little work to install. To complete your landscape, let there be light. For more information on landscape lighting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.